You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 22 for Monday, June 28th, 2010. Versions of LCD Sound System's All My Friends. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better for Monday morning. How are you? This is Brian Ibbett. Thanks for joining me. Back from vacation, lovely vacation in Los Angeles for the most part. We stopped in Las Vegas on the way there and on the way back because we drove, did the road trip thing out to Los Angeles to see family and friends out there. If you have not checked out the most recent episode of The Bitterest Pill at thebitterestpill.com, definitely go check that out. Tina and I sit down with Dan Klass and talk all about our vacation woes and music and covers and children and all that sort of thing. So make sure you check that out, thebitterestpill.com. We are here, though, today to get to this thing called covers and two different versions of the song All My Friends by LCD Sound System. We're going to hear those a little bit later in the show. But before we do that, let's talk about last week. Taken by Trees and Flatpak both provided us with great covers of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. A lot of votes on this one. Taken by Trees actually winning the thing with just about 46.5% of the vote. But Flatpak, the Erasure-esque, the electronic version of the song, still making a very decent showing at 35.3%. Other coming in with just a little over 10% of the vote. A lot of people mentioning the Sheryl Crow version, which I decided to stay away from just because it's very mainstream, although a lot of people do seem to like that one. The Bea Arthurs getting a mention. Carrie Underwood did a live cover of Sweet Child of Mine. Don't know if it's been recorded. Keller Williams, the new GNR, apparently Guns N' Roses 2.0, 3.0, covers it. And Ed Aline Johnson. I don't even know that one, so I'm going to have to check that out. So a lot of great votes for Other, and then of course Neither came in at the very bottom of the pouch with 7.76%. So that was last week. Let's go ahead and get to this week, though. This one is a request, a suggestion by Joe in Boston, and I'm glad he suggested it because I like hearing these songs that prior to this I was unfamiliar with. So we're listening to two different versions of the song by LCD Sound System called All My Friends. Now, LCD Sound System has a big hit right now on the alternative stations with a song called Drunk Girls. James Murphy is the man behind LCD Sound System. And actually, if he did not follow the music path, James Murphy was actually offered a job, a writing gig for the popular 90s television show Seinfeld, which he passed up on. So let's go ahead and get to two different versions of his song, All My Friends. The first one coming from a band that had a huge set of hits in the early 2000s, still going strong, of course. The band is Franz Ferdinand, named after the Austrian Archduke, whose death was the catalyst for World War I. a band from Glasgow, Scotland. Here is Franz Ferdinand with their cover of All My Friends. We'll be right back.
switch the engine on. Reset controls for the heart of the sun. One of the ways we show our age. And if the sun comes up, if the sun comes up, and if the sun comes up, I don't still don't want to stagger home. But it's a memory of our betterness that's keeping us on our feet. You spend the first 5 years trying to get with the tide, and the next 5 years trying to be with your friends again. You're talking 45 turns just as fast as you can. Yeah, I know it gets tired. Only wearing your friends tonight. 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 Wearing your friends tonight.
That is Franz Ferdinand and their cover of All My Friends. That one comes from an EP that LCD Sound System put out that included the original version by them, and then that cover of All My Friends called the, what was it, the Something My Stuff, Bunch of Stuff EP. Yeah, check that one out. Came out in 2007, and like I said, included a bunch of stuff, including the Franz Ferdinand cover and the LCD Sound System original. Now, let's go ahead and get to another version here. And, you know, if you're like me, you're actually hearing this song for probably the first time, or hearing versions of the song for the first time. And I was thinking about that while this was playing. So it's not, you know, as you do the Who Did It Better comparison, you're not necessarily comparing it to the original. You're comparing the style of the band to the song you're hearing. Which one is moving you more, I guess, is probably where I'm going with this. All right, our next performer is a legendary musician, producer, who is a member of Velvet Underground, also produced Squeeze's first album, and among others, worked with music, or worked with the Stooges, Nico, the Modern Lovers, Patti Smith, and of course, like I said, Velvet Underground. Also recorded a version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah that some say was the inspiration for the version by Rufus Wainwright. But, you know, I digress. Let's go ahead and get to John Cale's version of LCD Sound System's All My Friends. This one comes from a 2007 collection called All My Friends. Here is John Cale.
Running out of the drugs, So here we go. Like a sales force into the night. And if I made a fool, if I made a fool, if I made a fool of the road, there's always left. And if I'm sealed into submission, I can still come home to this. And with the face like a dead and the laughable stand, you can see from the pain of the view what you said. When you're drunk and the kids look impossibly dead, you think over and over and you're finally dead. Hold the truth and the plan from the bottom of your hand. You can turn it on yourself, you ridiculous clown. You forget what you meant when you read what you said. Oh yeah, we knew you were tired and dead. Where are your friends tonight? 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 If I could see all my friends.
John Cale from his All My Friends EP of 2007 with his version of LCD Sound System's All My Friends. Well, there you go. That's how it ends. Two different versions there of All My Friends by LCD Sound System. Now, the choice is in your hands. Which version of that song moved you? Which version of the song just did it for you? Was it the Franz Ferdinand version that we started with or the John Cale version? What I want you to do is go to coverville.com and find the Who Did It Better post for this one, Franz Ferdinand versus John Cale, and cast your vote for either Franz or John. I like calling the band Franz. Hey, Franz. Franz or John. Or neither, if you didn't like either of them. Or if you like another version of that song, then put that one in there too. Thanks again going out to Joe from Boston for recommending this Who Did It Better. If you want to make a recommendation, please email me, coverville@gmail.com, and put in the subject line, Who Did It Better, and let me know what song you want to hear two different versions of. If you want to make a recommendation for one or both of the tracks, or maybe you want to throw out a bunch of different options, just include that in your email, and I'll take all of that into consideration and probably end up using one or both of your suggestions. Polls close for this one. A really important note, you cannot vote after midnight on Friday, July 2nd. I had an email about that. Someone emailed me yesterday saying, hey, I can't vote. Yeah, it's because voting ends whenever we do this. Voting ends on Friday, and that gives me a chance to get poll results together and get the next show ready and that sort of thing. So there you go. July 2nd, Friday, midnight Mountain Time is your cutoff. Vote by then. Get your vote in at coverville.com and just find the Who Did It Better post and cast your vote. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville's Who Did It Better. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another competition, another battle, and we'll see you then. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Coverville Media is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. You'll find Who Did It Better, as well as a lot of the other Coverville programming, over at Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Go check them out at frogpants.com. And here is that Frog Pants theme.
This This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.